when the meeting ended, as we were leaving the party's headquarters, there was a bunch of unruly party youths who are always loitering aimlessly at the Harvest House, who started assaulting certain leaders, myself included, Elton Mangoma, Secretary General Tendai Biti, and others, accusing them of supporting or being in agreement with the letter that has been authored by Mr. Mangoma to the president.
Now, what's the way forward following this act of violence?
Well, the way forward is that we must rely on the internal democratic procedures and democratic systems to address the issues that are in the party. And we do not expect that someone should resort to intimidation. Intimidation will not work. That one I can promise you. If you look, for example, even ZANU-PF itself has abandoned it. In July 31, 2013, they abandoned violence because they have been using it despite having state machinery, but it has never worked and it will never work. And it is the same here. Violence is not going to work. We would need to confront the problems that we are facing honestly and relying on the internal democratic systems and procedures of the party.